Blog Talk Radio.
And with that, let's welcome the
incredibly talented Miss Sierra Braden to the show. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
Why, hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
We appreciate you taking a little time to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always like to start out every interview with just tell everybody how you started in the music business.
How I started?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just graduated high school, so I decided to pack up everything and move to Nashville, to Music City. And I just started playing shows and started meeting people and co-writing with people. And, yeah, just trying to get myself out there, basically. That's
awesome.
How I met you at the Row.
Exactly.
Where are you
now,
from? I'm from upstate New York, actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you moved
as soon as you
graduated all by yourself to Nashville?
Yep, all by myself.
That's so crazy. I would totally die. I'm not ready. I'm in college.
It's intimidating. Definitely intimidating.
This is my first semester of college, so we're about the same age. And if I did that, I would totally die.
Where do you go to college?
World. I go to Wallace State here in Alabama. So.
Cool.
This is my first semester, and we're the same age, and I'm definitely not ready to do what you did. So congrats.
Well, I'm not doing the whole college thing yet either, so props to you for going down that path.
We'll see how I survive the first semester because I didn't go last semester, and so this is my first semester.
We'll see
how I survive before we start handing out
for
grads.
We'll see.
Oh,
how I survive putting up with this.
Thanks.
Anyway, and you mentioned you play at the Row a lot, and I was fortunate enough to have actually met you at the Row back in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the first time I ever played there, actually.
That's right. You did tell me that. And I'm like him. To pack up and move halfway across the country like this is commendable.
It's definitely intimidating, like I said. I don't know. It's nerve-wracking, but you got to do what you got to do,
Exactly.
I come from a small town, so I don't share my passion with anyone else here, really.
I've been, I do a bunch of traveling. In the past 4 or 5 years, I've done a bunch of traveling, and I've been up to upstate New York a couple of times, around the Binghamton, Syracuse area. It's beautiful country up there.
Yeah, I love it. During the fall time, especially when the leaves all change, it's so beautiful. I'm about 2 hours
mm-hmm.
away from Syracuse, though, so yeah, you're right up where I'm from.
That's cool. Yeah, I was just there back in, September, I think. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I moved down here in September, down to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Cool.
Did you have any questions for him?
I was literally waiting on my cue to talk.
Okay.
I was waiting on you to say Emily's name. Okay. Well, I don't want to steal your questions, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Let's see. So we should start with fun, quirky kind of personal questions, and then we'll talk about your music because, we're getting to know you because we've never had a job before.
Wonderful.
So let's see. What's something fun that we can talk about? Okay, got it.
I like fun questions.
We always do this with our first-time guests, but what are currently, now in your life, what are you listening to and watching on TV and all that stuff?
Oh, goodness. What am I listening to? I listen to absolutely everything. That's what really shocks people. I'm a fan of alternative rock to country to pop to R&B. Right now on my list on my playlist right now. I'm really into Bryson Tiller, of all people, who's this new and upcoming R&B artist. And then I love Dierks Bentley. Dierks Bentley is my favorite in the business right now. So listening to a lot of him. Watching, have you guys ever seen the Game of Thrones? Because I am obsessed
yes.
with it.
Cody
my
doesn't
favorite.
Watch that, I don't think. Cody, you're,
oh
watching, my God. You're missing out. I mean, it's got some weird stuff happening on it, but it's great.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm obsessed with that. And then movie-wise, I just went to go see The Revenant. Is that how you say it, The Revenant?
Yeah, I think so.
With Leonardo DiCaprio. I saw that twice because it was so good. The graphics were amazing. So definitely go see that movie.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. My family wants to go see it. But we saw somebody out, like we were in the Apple Store of all places, and someone was talking about it. And it's like super long. So that's like a big time commitment when you get ready to go see it.
Yeah, it's super duper intense.
We saw a few days ago, we rented The Martian on demand. That movie is so great. It is so good. And it's funny. Like, I didn't expect it to be funny because, you know, he walked on Mars. But it's actually hilarious. And it's so good.
Huh. I'll have to check it out. I love movies. I'm a movie junkie.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you a movie that I saw within the last week or so, Creed. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I want to see. I'm obsessed with movies, too. I feel you, girl. What is your all-time favorite while we're on the same thing?
Oh, my gosh. All-time favorite movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And Cody, you better think, too, because I'm going to ask you next.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'd have to go through the different genres in order to narrow it down. Like, scary movie, definitely The Conjuring. Romantic movie, definitely The Notebook. You know, typical girl right
there.
Everyone
loves The Notebook.
I do love The Notebook. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm big on action movies, though, too. So I love my action movies.
Yeah, me too. But they stress me out. Like, they make my anxiety go through the roof because I'm, like, stressing out for these characters. But, Cody, what's your all-time favorite? I think you know mine. Let's see if he knows mine.
Yeah.
What's good?
For me, it's The Godfather Part 1. I just...
Oh, I forgot that. I knew that, though.
I know, right?
I could watch that movie all day long.
It is a good movie. My favorite... is Dirty Dancing, like, of all time.
Oh, I love Dirty
Dancing. It doesn't matter. That is my favorite, and it does not matter how many movies they throw at me. Dirty Dancing will forever be my favorite. And they're making a new one, which I don't like the idea of.
Really?
Making Dirty Dancing. Yeah, they're remaking it.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
Exactly, and nobody can be her but Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey is my queen.
But they're remaking it, and so far the only people they've cast, they cast Abigail Breslin to play Baby, which I didn't understand. And
really?
Deborah Messing is playing the mom, Marjorie, which I don't like that idea either. So we'll see how it goes. But that sounds like strange people to be playing these characters. But, yes, that is my favorite. Although I do love The Notebook, I have to say. It's a good movie.
Yeah, gotta love The Notebook.
Don't we all want... to be in that movie, though, like for 5 minutes?
Yes,
to be part of this movie.
I love that time period, too. If I could go back to any time period, it'd be like in the 1940s. I love their outfits back then.
They were the cutest outfits, and I love that movie because of the outfits. Like, that's one of my biggest, like, reasons for loving this movie.
Cody, how do you feel about The Notebook?
I've never seen it.
Cody Murphy, I'm coming right now. I'm getting in the car. As soon as this is over, I'm coming up there, and you're going to watch this movie. I bet your mom has seen it. Ask your mother about it. Your mother will make you watch it. I'm going to call her later. I'm going to tell your mom. Yeah, it's so romantic, and you're a sap, so you'll love it.
It's just
like,
true.
It's great. Anyway.
I'm a dicker, Sam.
Well, no problem. I mean, hey, you called me, what did you call me? The bane of your existence? So, yeah. Anyway, moving on with our lives for a minute, because that could go on all day. We'll go back and forth with questions. So you can take a turn, and then I'll take a turn, and we'll just do it that way. So your turn.
Alrighty. I have to ask this next question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me. if you could, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you and what would it be?
If I could go back, you know, I wouldn't change anything because I'm one of those who believe in what's meant to be will be. But I almost, you know, I was very close to going to MTSU for songwriting. And then at the last minute, I decided not to go to college. And I have a feeling if I did go to college, I would have changed that because gotten so many great opportunities and so many fun experiences without going to college right now, you know, with my career. So, oh no, I'm pretty content with the path I'm going down and the path that I chose. So that's a really good question,
good
though. Ask me a couple.
I know he asked everyone that. He's putting people on the spot big time.
That's funny.
Yeah. You know, that question is kind of my go-to.
Yeah.
I put you on the spot kind of question, you know.
He asked somebody that one time, and we got into all three of us ended up crying. So,
oh my,
you know, it's always, it was so emotional. Like, we had this actress on here, and she started talking about her life, and she had a really, you know, we already knew she had a rough time. I mean, she spoke about it before, and she was talking about her life and everything, and she got super emotional, and then Cody started talking about his life, stuff that he'd never shared on the show before, and he got emotional, and then that made me cry, because, yeah, we were just a mess, all three of us, but it was so good. So.
We were. All three sobbing, blubbering messes after that show.
Yeah, I was the one who was
either reach for
time.
The Kleenex boxes.
Yes, it was
exactly.
Nice. So now he asks. He used to ask everyone, but it wasn't something he was like adamant on. Now it's like everyone
mm-hmm.
has to be asked because we learned some interesting stuff that way.
Right.
We do.
That's funny.
You know, and there's never. I've never gotten the same answer to that question ever. So that's why I keep asking it.
That's true.
Yeah,
somebody says the same thing. Okay. So I'm going to bring the mood up because that was, you know, I brought it down. I started to bring it back up. All right. If you can duet with anyone ever, whole world, you know, any singer, dead or alive, who would you
mm-hmm.
choose? And you can choose more than one if you can't narrow it down, but.
Who would I choose? You know, John Lennon. I have to bring John Lennon back from the dead. That guy was
good
a,
choice.
That guy was a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever
I
answered
agree.
That one the same way either. Like everybody
yeah,
always answered
right.
different.
Yeah,
but
he inspired
had some weird
a lot.
Ones.
Was,
that was a pretty good choice. Like we've had some strange
yeah.
choices.
Yep.
Did we
but
have
John Lennon?
We've never heard John Lennon before. We've heard
really?
John Lennon several
oh
times,
my
but we've never heard John
my
Lennon.
My dad was a huge Beatles fan, so I was brought up listening to his music and everything. So. He's an inspiration of mine, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people that we have on say Carrie Underwood because everyone loves her. And we've had a couple of people say Kelly Clarkson, but for the most part, we don't get repeats. And we've never had John Lennon, which is
huh.
surprising to me.
Yep, there's John Lennon.
Yep.
Love him.
There you go. Your turn, Cody.
This is kind of a fun one.
Ooh,
I always enjoy asking this one. Any celebrity crushes?
Oh my God!
Oh my
is that a real question?
it is a real
that
question, and it was my idea, and I texted it to him, and I blew it. Anyway,
Zac Efron all the way.
Zac Efron. Okay, Cody, you can just
oh my
like,
gosh, yes.
plug your ears for a minute. Zac Efron is so gorgeous. I just
know.
In the, what's that movie he's in where he's in the military? Oh, what's it called?
Oh, my
the
gosh.
Lucky
oh,
one.
I have him. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I watched that,
that movie?
Like a couple weeks
Cody,
ago.
Cody, he takes his clothes off in that movie.
His eyes, though. Okay. His eyes are just so beautiful.
Yes.
And then when he cries, it makes you cry. And oh, my
gosh. Yep. I'm in love with him, too. But I tell Cody all the time,
oh.
every single show we have, we always get on celebrity crushes.
That's funny.
We do.
You know, I have a real... I actually had the biggest crush on Sam Palladio. I think that's how you say it. I can't even say his last name right. But he's the guy that plays Gunner. He's the guy that plays Gunner on the
yeah.
ABC's Nashville. I have the biggest crush
on
Nashville. Him ever.
We're obsessed with that show around here. But, yeah, I like it.
You know, there's something else I wanted to talk about. You're actually an extra on that show, Nashville,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah, I work on the show. It's great. I love the cast and everything. It's such a fun time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I met someone. We were looking at houses in Clarksville, and our realtor ended up like telling us about it because I sing and I used to be into acting and stuff, but not something I wanted to, like, the acting is definitely not a job or a career I wanted to pursue. I just did it in high school and stuff. And we were talking about it and all this, and we were talking about how we were moving there partly because of the schools and stuff, partly because of my music. And he ended up telling me that he was like an extra on that show, and I thought it was super cool. But
yeah, it's fantastic. It's a really cool experience.
I was watching.
When I see Sam, though, I blush, and I like I don't talk to anyone. I get so nervous.
That would be me. I'm literally that person everywhere, though. I like just go there. I don't talk. I do my thing, and then I leave.
Down to business.
You know, I was watching a show one night, and I believe Sarah, I tweeted out something like, "I watched Nestle tonight. Y'all might see somebody." So I was watching the show, and just literally, like, at 2 seconds worth, I was like, "Is that Sarah? Holy crap."
I'm going to be watching for you now, and I watch it.
Yeah, it varies. Sometimes you get really nice, like, a long, you know, couple seconds of air time, whatever, and sometimes you don't. But it's such a blast. I definitely recommend trying to be an extra on a TV show sometime. So much fun. You mean really
fun. I want to be an extra on General Hospital. It's my favorite show.
I wonder where they film. They probably film in New York City, I'm guessing. Or LA.
I think one of the weren't they in New York for a while? Maybe not. Maybe it was another show. But
Atlanta's
somebody
really good.
Yeah, and All My Children was in New York. But General Hospital is our favorite show. We actually do a weekly General Hospital show on a radio show. We're obsessed with it. So I want to be an extra on that show because I could stalk my fave.
Cody, is that why you always put hashtag GH? On Twitter.
Yes.
I live tweet the show 9 times out of 10. I will live tweet the show 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, and I record it so I don't have to watch commercials, and he live tweets and then tells me what happens sometimes, and I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh, that's
met.
Funny.
We literally met because of General Hospital, and then he
hey,
you should. Yeah, that's how we met. We met on Twitter, and then he said that I was thinking about a General Hospital recap, like, once a week, and I was like, you should do it, and he's like, fine, but you have to come on it, like, you know, this first week or whatever, and I said I would do it, and then it, like, went really well, so the next day he asked me to be his co-host. And that was 2 years ago, so it obviously went well.
Look at you now. Look at you now.
Yes, now we're best friends, and now he calls me a pain in his, well, that's,
right.
You know,
a thorn in your
whatever.
Side.
Whatever. Thorn in his side.
A thorn in my side
and
the bane of my existence.
So low.
You know, I have to tell this story, too. And you know it's coming, Em.
Lord, here we go.
Oh, yes. I'm a singer myself, not anything professionally or whatever.
Karaoke
bars. Karaoke, that's my thing. Me and Em were singing one night with this live band. Only the second time I'd ever sang with a live band in my entire life. So, and we were
the
doing,
first time was like a month earlier.
Yeah.
Exactly, and we were doing Randy Travis and a Carrie Underwood's version of "I Told You So." Love that song. I just totally love that song. And so I told him, I said, "You take the first verse. I've get the second verse." So we're up there, and Lynn is just killing it. Just totally just knocking out of the park.
I get better every time this story happens, which I love. Like, I become more talented every time this story is told, and I'm great. I'll just sit back and enjoy it.
And I'm just killing it, just totally just blowing my mind. And it gets me with the second verse. I'm fine for about the first 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
After that, my mind just goes blank. I'm like, oh, crap.
Hey, you got to do that one song. When you sing the George Jones song, you got it through.
Yeah.
It's true. I did. This is true.
That was awesome. I love that
appreciate
song.
It.
That's my favorite song by George
Jones.
George Jones.
But he forgot the words, and it became Emily's problem, and we were lucky that he forgot them in a spot where I knew the words.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know the whole song, the second verse. That's why I told him he had to sing the second verse. Well, he lucky he forgot in a part of the song that I knew the words.
Exactly.
But we had to... Well, okay, here was what happened. So they, at that club, it's in, like, Dixon, Tennessee, which is a little outside of Nashville, and if you ever get the chance, they're there every Saturday night at 7, and it's basically, like, just come as you are kind of deal. So much fun.
Right.
You have to check it out. But we
cool.
went in there, and I went all the time because I lived, like, right down the street, and I'm sitting there in the like, front row, you know, and they go through the rotation of the singers, and, like, for the first hour, it's broadcast, and then it's, like, off air, and you just have fun. And so we go through this rotation, and it's, like, the fourth time, and I only normally have, like, 3 songs ready because I just, you know, normally only sang that long, and then I would leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cody's, like, getting up there for the fourth time, and I'm like, we're screwed because we're going to have to leave for the fourth time. So he gets up there to do, like, the fourth time, and I'm sitting there just chatting it up, you know, with somebody, and he's like, I want to sing I Told You So, which means Emily has to come sing with me, and I was like, I'm going to kill you later. Just so you know, you're dying later. And we went up there.
So you know
but
dying.
It was it all worked out. There's video of it that will never see the internet. Ever.
No,
just kidding. I think it would be funny if we put it on YouTube. People would love it. But Cody doesn't want it on the internet, so.
I'll share it.
It'd be hilarious. But yeah,
see, Cody, people want to see this. You need to put it up on the internet.
Please.
I'll think about it. Now it's good something. I'll think about it.
I'm going to,
you know,
yeah, see. You got a third person to say it now, so now he'll do it because my vote wasn't enough.
I think this is probably the last question I've got for you.
Okay.
I don't know if Em's got anything else, but
I always have things to say, so of course I do.
This is true. If you weren't a musician, what would you? What would you like to do, like in college or whatever? What would you major in?
If I wasn't a musician, if this didn't work out for me, I would have went down the path of acting because I grew up in theater arts and everything. So I probably would have moved to New York City and tried to, you know, do the whole Broadway thing and everything. But I really love acting. Basically, wherever there's a stage, I'm happy.
It was, yeah, I did.
I'm the
same
way.
We're like twins.
Yeah.
I did so much of that in high school, well, all the way through school.
Yeah,
so
I love theater.
For a while, it was one of those things that, like, I did it because, like, I wasn't so much that I was, like, super into it because I did have fun, but it wasn't something I was, like, super driven to do. I just did it because I was good at
mm-hmm.
it. Like, that was my reason because a lot of times you think you're good at something and you're not, so you don't do it anymore. Well,
right.
I found something I was good at, and even though I wasn't super into it, I did it because I knew I was, you know, decent at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it all through school and stuff, but I never really, like, I did a few, like, casting calls and stuff, but I could have totally seen myself doing that, like, being on a soap opera, of course.
I
thought being on a soap opera would be so much fun. Some, like, who wouldn't want to do that?
A soap opera?
Yeah, I feel like that's so much
yeah.
fun. I mean, they do work really hard, of course, because they have
yeah.
an episode every single day, but I feel like it would be fun to do.
Yeah, film acting is a lot different from theater acting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I believe I've asked you this before on Twitter or whatever, but do you prefer film acting or stage acting?
That is a hard question, Cody. I don't know. I think I really like film acting because it's really new to me, so it's just a fun experience and it's cool.
Right.
But theater, I love connecting with the audience. You know, the audience is right there, and you have to really work for it. I feel like film acting is a lot easier than theater, though, that's for sure. So, that's a hard question.
This is how I feel about it. I don't want to be on film because then I have to watch myself later. Theater, I'm not seeing myself, you know? That makes me feel better. You don't see yourself. Plus, it's, like, so much fun to, like, be, I mean, even though it's, like, stressful being, like, backstage and, like, doing 5,000 things, it's, like, a lot
right.
of fun to be running around like crazy. Plus, I remember I was in this show once, and it was super, super depressing show, and, like, I was playing,
what
like,
was it called?
It was the Laramie Project.
Oh my gosh, my best friend was in that show.
Yes, I was in that show, and it was so—it's so sad. So I was in there, and
yeah.
I was like a juror on the in the second act, but in the first act, I was a reporter
mm-hmm.
on TV. Like they, I, so they pretended like they were gonna film us and put it on there, like at the same time. And I was like, live, please. Like
yeah,
we didn't want to do the film thing. We all there was like four of us, and we were all like, no, just let us
mm-hmm.
do it live. But that show is super sad, and I remember we were just sit backstage, like while everything was going on, because we were only in. We were in, like, a few scenes in the beginning, and then we sat out most of it while they were, like, doing the trial and everything until it was time for the,
mm-hmm.
like, trial and funeral. So we're sitting back there, and we're just kind of trying just hanging out back there and, like, you know, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Watching everyone, like, from backstage. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I love performing in front of audiences.
It's fun, especially when you're, like, a super, like, extroverted person and you love other people.
Right.
Boy, 30 minutes has flown by, hasn't it?
Has it really been happening? I wasn't actually watching for once. The laptop's not on, so I'm surprised, actually.
Yeah,
it's really been 30 minutes. I wanted to thank you again for taking a little time out of your day to come on and do this.
Anytime.
And you've got a... open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Yes,
well, thank you very much. Love to.
You'll have to come back once they remake Dirty Dancing so we can talk about how great or bad it
yes.
is.
Yes.
But really quick, before we let you go, can you tell everyone how they can find you, like Twitter, Facebook, everything, and then anything upcoming for you?
Yes, of course. Sierra Braden Music for Instagram, along with YouTube. And then Sierra Braden on Facebook. You can like my Facebook page. And then Sierra Braden 12 for Twitter. And, oh, actually, I completely forgot. I just started a SoundCloud, too, which is really exciting. So I'm going to start putting my tracks and songs and my demos on there. And you could find that by typing in Sierra Braden as well.
That's awesome.
You excited?
Cool.
Quite exciting. So, Cody, hopefully I'll see you soon sometime. Come back and visit.
I'm hopefully taking a trip next month up there to Nashville.
Okay,
so I'll
vacation whenever you feel like.
it'll just be like a day thing, but you're playing.
Yeah, I've played
you,
often, and then I've been scheduling writers rounds too. I just was with Get It Girl. I believe I'm going to be with them again next month. It's like the first Monday every month or something like that. It's called Get It Girl.
Awesome. I'll message you the date that I'll be in Nashville and if you're playing then if you're playing that night, I'll be more than happy to come see you.
Awesome. Please do. I love it.
I am hoping to take a trip this summer so I can go back to our little spot and sing and everything. So if Cody and I are able to work that out, you should totally come join us. It's like karaoke on a more professional level.
mm-hmm.
Like,
oh my
goodness. You just tell them what you want to sing, and they practice it with you once, and then, you know, the show
no
starts.
Way.
And it's like
that's
it's like
so
a hoedown
cool.
kind of. Which sounds so hillbilly, but that's kind of what it's like.
fun.
It is fun.
I think I'm going to let you go. And like I said, you've got open invitation to the show anytime, okay?
Thank you, Cody.
It was nice to meet you. Well, meet you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Emily. I hope to meet you.
I'll talk to you later on Twitter, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
All right, bye, Sierra.
Bye.
That girl was so much fun.
She's so sweet. I love her. She's my twin. Okay.
That girl
I'm
is just so much fun, isn't she?
That's all I had
yes,
to say. Is, like, she's great. She's my twin. BFF. Announcement.
Am I being replaced?
Always.
Always,
well,
oh Lord.
Why shouldn't you be after the bane of my existence, Calmet? No, I'm just kidding. That's actually funny. I should have thought of that first.
This is true. All right, time for announcements. Let's see. We don't have anything next Tuesday, but this coming Saturday, which is the 23rd, I think. Yep, it's 23rd. Our second edition of the GH Recaps will be coming back.
I'm so thrilled, man. I have things to say. I'm going to be more prepared this time with my prime performer and all that fun stuff. Also, I just decided, since you magically knew it was the 23rd, that I'm going to start calling you the Perpetual Calendar. So I'm going to start calling you.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to be best friend, thorn in my side, Perpetual Calendar.
Perpetual Calendar.
Twitter bio. All right,
then.
Twitter bio. Co-host, best friend.
I just not do it, actually. I just not do that. Don't tempt me.
Do it.
Don't tempt me.
I'll do it. I'll hack your Twitter. Just kidding. I won't do that. That's mean.
Don't tempt me.
All right.
But
we should stop while we're ahead.
That's something I wanted to announce. The 29th, we have sister country music duo, Lauren and Hannah Hobbs, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, joining us.
Cool.
So,
I'm really excited, actually. I'm ready for the show to be over, though, so I can eat my oats and honey bar.
Right.
I've been trying to eat the whole time, but it's one of those crunchy bars that you cannot eat and talk. Sound like a horse.
I understand that. I think I'm going to...
Anyway.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Sierra Braden. Sierra is just a super fun girl. I mean, she's just if you heard it, then you know the good time that was had. And like, the 23rd, Saturday, we have the GH Weekly Recap. We have 26th, which is next Tuesday. And on the 29th, we have, like I said earlier, a sister country music duo, Lauren and Hannah Hobbs out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Joining us. That's what I think with that. I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.